Here on Kauai, at the National Tropical Botanical Garden, its Breadfruit Institute propagates and cultivates more than 120 varieties of breadfruit. It is the largest collection of such trees in the world, says Dr. Diane Ragone, Institute Director.
The trees are 30, 40 feet taller. The fruit itself is round or oval and has a green pattern on it and be spiky. It's kind of hard to describe, but when you cut it in half, it's yellow or pale white inside. So it's really, I liken it to a potato. I like to call breadfruit a potato on a tree. If someone asked me what does a potato taste like, or what does white rice taste like, or what does any other start pasta taste like, I really can't describe it. They taste like pasta or potatoes or breadfruit. Our work at the Institute has been to develop ways to propagate breadfruit on a large scale and to make high-quality elite varieties of breadfruit available from our collection for tree planting projects around the world. We have received requests from nearly 60 countries, from either government agencies, from NGOs, non-governmental organizations, from farming groups, from individuals, people wanting to get varieties from our collection. There are nearly a billion hungry people on the planet, and of those, 80% live in the tropics. So, for example, Haiti has serious problems with hunger and deforestation, and we've been working with partners to distribute and get a lot of breadfruit trees planted in Haiti. And in addition to that billion hungry people, people who just don't get enough of the necessary calories that they need in a day, there are also estimated to be about 2 billion people with hidden hunger. And hidden hunger means they may get enough calories, but they don't get the nutrients that they need. And that's one of the things we're working on, because we have varieties in our collection that we're working to distribute that are very nutrient rich, so that will not only address the issue of outright hunger, but also micronutrient deficiencies. So many people and countries are embracing this crop and seeing this crop. And I'm excited about that, because it's been an underutilized crop for so long. And so I would love to see scores of organizations and people and researchers working on breadfruit. And I'd like to see this work really expand and continue, because it's a perennial long-lived tree with so many benefits. And I'd just like to see millions of breadfruit trees being planted around the world.
As of last week, with a shipment of breadfruit trees to Pakistan, the Breadfruit Institute has shipped some of its trees to 27 countries around the world.